My name's Darren, I'm an addict. And I'm really unprepared. Story of my life. I'm not going to keep you long, probably about 30 minutes or whatever, and we'll be done. Sure, you've all had a long day, because I know I have. We left North London at about, it was before midday anyway, and we've not long got here, so. And I've come here once before, I think about 8 years ago or something. And if I remembered how far it was, I probably wouldn't have come, truth be told. But anyway, we're here. I just think it's great, isn't it, when, like, because you get calls, like, oh, can you come here and can you come there? And at the time, it seems like a great idea. It's like, oh, great, thanks for thinking of me in that light. And then, then when I've got to come and stand here, I just feel sick. I think, oh, what do I even say yeah for? But you know what I mean? I'm sure with a good Lord's help, I'll get to the other side of myself quite quickly. I just want to clarify something. It's not, like, I'm not speaking on behalf of anyone. I'm not an expert on recovery or a fountain of knowledge or wisdom or a step or tradition technician or anything like that. You know what I mean? I'm just I was a drug addict for more years than I care to remember. Who found the way out of that, do you know what I mean? And I've just come to give testimony to that and to the glory of God and what that can do in the life of a drug addict and an alcoholic. And I might make a good job of that and I might not, that remains to be seen. I'm conscious that it takes a little bit of effort and time and energy in that to do these things. So quickly, like to put our hands together for the people that have done it. And it's good that in a way that I didn't hear any of the other speakers, because sometimes I just ain't got the self-control to contain myself from picking holes in that. But anyway, there you go. So, I think, like, I'm someone who's, I can only speak for myself, but I'm someone who's had a lot of opportunity throughout the years I've been here, which is over 13 and a half years now, to stand behind these things and carry this message to the addict who still suffers. And, when I look back now, I think a lot of that, in hindsight, when I look back, a lot of that was wasted. A lot of them opportunities were wasted because the emphasis was on out there and what led me to here. And we hear that, don't we? So I won't go into a big drug-a-logue. And then the kids going, 5 minutes, hurry up. You know what I mean? And we ain't even got to the good stuff. So I'm going to try to not do that. And again, I might make a good job of that and I might not. I don't know a lot of you here. I don't know the majority. I know one or two of you. So I don't know what you are, but I just know what I am. And I was a junkie, and it's an ugly word, but that's what I was. And that's who I try and catch the attention of. Because I'm conscious of, I'm just conscious of both sides of addiction. So I'm conscious of the side that's, when you're actively engaged and lost and driven by the compulsion to do that. And I'm conscious of the other side of being out of that, you know what I mean? So, in my experience, there's different levels of that, you know what I mean? So I don't know what you are, I just know that I was a junkie. That's what I was. So at the risk of repeating myself, that's who I try and catch the attention of, the junkies. Because this is great, but this is just the icing on the cake. This is just this is just one part of it. So this is the fellowship. So, and no one can stop you from coming here. Even if you take in one, what is it they call it now? Tickets. One ticket a week. Yeah, even if you take in one tablet and you deem that to be problematic, you're welcome here. But the program's for alkies and junkies. That's what the program's for. So I wound up here at the back end of 2005. You know, and I didn't do cartwheels through the door and feel like I'd arrived, you know what I mean, or anything like that. Like, I found me home, give me your commitment, you know what I mean, or anything like that. I just wound up here through a series of events that weren't pretty. I won't bore you with the graphic dynamics of what they look like. But yeah, so I just wound up here shortly before I come. I wound up in a locked room, what you can't get out of a metal door. It's mental, isn't it? Because, you know, when I look back, it's like, I really do respect people that just come into these meetings, you know what I mean, and sit down, because I've seen it done. I've got pals that have done it, and just detox in the room and just do the work, and just next minute they're 10 years clean. It's like, I'm someone that I just couldn't stop. I could not stop. I had to be stopped. And normally the intervention for me was put him in a room with a big metal door and lock it. And there's no drugs in it, and now you can't use it. So it was like that. So I wound up in another one of them places. And looking back now in hindsight, so what occurred was a surrender occurred before I got here to you. And I weren't conscious of it. Like, we're not conscious, are we, a lot of the time? You know what I mean? It weren't like, oh, like, what's happened is, like, a surrender's just occurred, son. So now you're on good, solid ground to take a bit of action and recover. Like, this is just looking back, you know, years down the line. But that's what happened. So a surrender occurred. So then when I wind up here, I was easy work for you. Because I'm naturally rebellious and defiant. But it was good, you know what I mean? It was beat out of me. So when I arrived here, I was easy work for you. You know what I mean? It was all gone. It was just smashed to pieces. And at the risk of repeating myself, I didn't feel like I'd arrived. I was absolutely savaged by years and years and years of the needle in the pipe. And it weren't pretty and it weren't nice. It was, you know what I mean, when you look back on it, it was just soul destroying. It was quite sad, you know what I mean, really. So I wound up in here at 32, which was 2 years ago now. No, I wound up in here at 32, destroyed, you know what I mean, feeling like the world had ended. And I didn't come in here trying to cling on, you know what I mean, trying to hold on. I'm aware that everyone's different. You know what I mean? And some people come in trying to cling on to the watch and the ass and the missus and the car and the kids. And, like, I was so destroyed from the glue bag to the needle. Like, I just, the disease, if you will, just didn't allow me to just get that, any of that. So everything I've got is by God's grace and a lot of hard work since I've been here. And the thing is, you know what I mean? When you're in that spot, like, both externally, you know, mentally, internally, it doesn't feel good. But looking back now, it's a good spot to be in, because rock bottom, is a good launch pad to take action from. But you're not conscious of all that, are you? I wouldn't, you know what I mean? This is just looking back in hindsight. So I wound up in here just through a series of events. I'd never heard of Cocaine Anonymous. I'd heard of Narcotics Anonymous. And I'd heard of Alcoholics Anonymous, because that's what was in my community. And if you got clean, normally that was by ending up in some kind of facility, and you was a junkie, then you wound up in NA, if you got there. And if you was an alkie, you wound up in AA. I'd never heard of TA. Shortly before I arrived, I knew a couple of fellas. One actually got about 8 years up. I wound up going to his funeral, but that's another story. And the other one's, you know, I was probably about 18 years clean now. So they didn't, like, carry the message, you know what I mean, to me? Or, like, they just was just simple. They dressed like me, jackets and trainers. One had a big scar. The other one, half his teeth were gone. They went, "How are you?" I went, "Oh, not too good." And they went, "All right, look, we go there.
go there. Yeah, have a look. That's where it's going on. So I never heard this here. I just came here because someone told me to go there. and that was it, really. So when I arrived, a kid helped me, you know what I mean? And I thought he was really clean. He's really clean. But he wasn't, you know what I mean? He was about 15 months, if that. But I learned that, because I'd been in, you know what I mean? I'd had a few attempts at recovery, if you will, in the past. But it was just a bit different. And it's not the, like, rubbish that, but it was just my experience, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, you know what I mean? It was, if someone sponsored people, it was like, he's 30 years, him. He's a sponsor. You know what I mean? It was like that. He sponsors people, you know? Keep away from him. You know what I mean? That type of thing. Like, so it was just that. It wasn't really, that's what was going on. And but in here, it was a bit different. So, yeah, than what I'd known before. And it's, you know, I was going to say, like the CA that I got cleaned up in is very different than the CA now, but I don't necessarily think that it is. Because I just think, you know, your outlook and your perception on that and your experience, you know what I mean, about that, about the way you look at that, changes as you move. So it's not necessarily it was better then or it's better now, it just was what it was. But the CA that I got cleaned up in, you know, it was absolutely electric. Like, and the only way I can describe it really is this. Yeah, it was like that. And you could smoke in the meeting. It was absolutely heaving. This particular meeting, in my life, it was like a nightclub. Like, you had a queue to get in it. And if you'd got there a bit late, you couldn't get a seat. And it was like that. It was an environment you just couldn't fail if you had a heart for it to get clean in there. You know what I mean? It was just, you had to get hammered out week in, week out, the message, you know what I mean? And what it gave me was this, yeah? I used to come out of there and think, oh, I can fucking get clean, me. Like, this is possible, I can get clean in there. And that's what it gave me, and that's what the meeting's for. You know what I mean? To come out of there with a little seed of hope that actually, do you know what? It ain't for everyone else. It's for me too. You know what I mean? Because I'd had a couple of attempts in the past at, getting cleaned up and remaining that way. And it was just fucking doom and gloom. That's what it was. And the meeting was very different. The meetings were just very different. You know what I mean? It was kind of like, most of them was candle lit, like it was dark, you could just about see in there, you know what I mean? And it was just like that, and someone like, it's gonna, you know, one of the girls here experienced strength and hope, and, you know, there'd be a lot of tears, and she'd cry, and, you know, and just everything's gone, and all the kids got took, and this happened, and that happened, you know, and it's not the, like, you know, make light of that, but it was just that, and then it was like, oh, quick, let's have a group hug, Mary, and then all go up for tea. It was that, you know what I mean? Or one of the fellas would do the chair, normally, you know, someone local thinks he's a gangster from Kentish Town or something, you know what I mean? And he'd speak, like, and he's got Art of Camden, the whole borough on lockdown, you know what I mean? It was like, he's a killer, you know what I mean? It was like that. Like, and then we'd all speak back, like, whatever was going on for us, and then we'd leave. And that was it. So we'd go up for a cup of tea. Anyway, at one particular point, I was probably about 9 months dry, bone powder dry, in these meetings. And I'll never forget, it was a Friday night, and I come out of there. It was a meeting in Buck Street in Camden Town. And I just, you know what I mean, my head. The thing is, like, if you're clean, but you got multiple voices in your canister barking at you to go and use, how can you fight that on your own steam? Like, how long can you last in that? You know what I mean? Is that my phone? For me, not very long. So anyway, fast forward a bit. I come out of this meeting. I see Ginger at the gym. I said, Jim, what's happening? He was at the phone box, and Yeah, he went, oh, I'm getting a bit of thing. I said, get me a couple. I'll be there in a minute. Went into the little Indian fella's like op license, got six cans, the black cans. No, I mean, soup this goal and all that rocket fuel. And got a couple of that down me. And then that was it. And then I went over to Ginger Eddie gym, got a couple. And then the next minute I got nicked. I was ringing up my mum. Mum, have you got a tenner? You know what I mean? All that 2.5 years later. You know, because I just, once I put the alcohol and the drugs into my body, I don't come into the meeting and go, oh, I used last night. I need to get me key ring. You know, no. Yeah, if that's your experience, that's yours. But I just, the last thing on my mind is you. Yeah, is here. This is a million, you know what I mean, a million miles away from me. And yeah, and that's that. And then, so then some other stuff happened. I won't bore you with it all. And then I wound up here. Yeah, and it was just, you know what I mean, it was different, thankfully. So the kid helped me, my sponsor. And yeah, you know what I mean, and he just kept it simple for me, yeah, because I was a bit of a div, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be academic here. Like, we come up against that, oh, but I can't read and write. We don't care, you don't need to be able to read and write. You know what I mean? It's not a fucking exercise here. And so, yeah, he just helped me. So I had a big book, a pocket-sized big book. And, yeah, and a prison tracksuit on me, what my mum bought, and another prison tracksuit in the bag, and about £6. And I just walked into the meeting. I didn't even have anywhere to go that night, that's the truth. So I didn't even know where I was going to stay. And from that day to this, I've remained. Not on my own steam or anything I've done, you know what I mean? Because I'm built with something different than you are. Just with the Lord's grace and a lot of footwork. That's the truth, you know what I mean? Yeah, so the kid helped me. And, you know, I'm not going to, like, break down and go into the graphic dynamics of the 12 steps. And, you know, and we, like, yeah, we're on, you know, the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, right, is fantastic, yeah? It for the first step, because it gives you a good a graphic illustration of the disease, if you will, and what you're up against. You know what I mean? But the big book, the step one in the big book ain't my step one. My step one's a surrender, yeah? Today, this morning. X amount of days down the street. And I think it's good to be in tune to that and to be conscious of what you are. You know what I mean? Because with me, it's never been about, like, well, if I use again. It's always been about when. You know what I mean? So I think it's good to be in tune to that experience. But, you know, when I was new, I went in tune to nothing. Yeah, so he helped me, the kid. So I'm not going to bore you with the graphic dynamics and the mechanics of the steps. And, you know, we done it Wally P. And they done it Big Book Awakening. And, you know, but we just done it with the book. And, like, there's many different ways to skin a cat. Who gives a shit? Do you know what, man? Yeah, just do the work. That's the main thing. Yeah, so I just, you know what, man, met the kid and he took me through the steps. And I done, you know, what you got to do in that process. Yeah, and I just didn't really know what I was doing, if I'm honest. But I just knew why I was doing it. You know what I mean? That's the important thing. So, yeah, I just did that, and then I went through quick, you know what I mean? Because as far as I can see, in my big book, the steps are designed to be worked fast and furiously, you know what I mean? In my book. So that's what we did. So it was quick, you know, from point A, where you destroyed, you know what I mean, to point B, where you're still destroyed, but you got half a chance, you know what I mean? Yeah, steps 1 to 12, you know? And the thing is, it's, you know, it takes a little while, in my experience, to defrost, yeah, to thaw out. And CA was great for me, you know what I mean, when I was, because it's a newcomer's fellowship. This is like the emergency room for newcomers, you know what I mean? So we come in destroyed, that's what happened to me, you know what I mean? And it's like, quick, patch him up. Quickly, patch him up. Quick. And the next minute, he's working with others. You know what I mean? Yeah? But underneath it, the wounds are still festering. Yeah, I'm still destroyed, savaged. You know what I mean? Running about with a big book the size of a fucking plasma telly. Yeah, I stand up on the chair. I might like to swear, a couple of people know me. I stand up on the chair in the meeting with the book, right, and just say things like, this is like the American Express. I just don't leave home without it. You know what I mean? Yeah? Like, is it, and anyone that spoke to me, if it wasn't in the book, I go, hold on a minute. Oh, is it in the book? Is it in the book? No. No, don't talk to me. You know what I mean? It's like a big book dummy. Yeah, like a recovery robot. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, it's a bit deeper than that. And for the first 6 years, I just run round here with smoke coming out of my arse. CA run through my blood. It's a CA loyalist. You know what I mean? Yeah. CA, 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 CA. Yeah. CA. You know what I mean? And I still love it. I'm still loyal. I don't go anywhere else. I don't care. If you do, knock yourself out. This is where I got clean. This is where I come. Yeah, it's a bit like that, you know what I mean? I want to argue with you, yeah? About what way to do it. Like, and when new kids used to come in, you know, I'd be so, like, you know, running around with a big diamond-encrusted 18-carat gold crayon, you know what I mean, on my canister, yeah? Of self-importance. Fucking Darren H, mate. Because I come in destroyed, next minute I'm Darren H. Yeah, because your ego gets attached to things. You start thinking you're about something here. It's a fucking asylum, by the way. I want to be the king of the castle in a fucking asylum. But so it's a bit like that. And if I see someone new coming in, right, but I didn't like you lot there, yeah? I go, no, son, come here. They don't know what they're doing. No, come here. Yeah, no, stay away from him. He can't keep his willy in his pants. Yeah, he's doing this and that and that. I want to fucking tell you all about him. You know what I mean? And the reality is, it's none of my business. Yeah, the reality is, I'm here because I'm a junkie, yeah? And I can't live without the Lord, you, and this. That's it. I'm not here to tell no one what to do, but I got caught up in that. Because you start, you know what I mean? I can't speak to you, but I start thinking I'm about something here. And the thing is... After about 6 years of just running on my own steam, because that's what I was doing, engaged in the works of the programme, the light went out. The shine wore off you. You with me? So I just end up, like, probably hanging about in here for about a year, absolutely destroyed, but clean. You know what I mean? And I'm down with the fifth tradition, carry this message to the addict who still suffers. I'm an advocate of that. I live by that. You know what I mean? But don't get caught in the illusion if you know that you're going to be happy, joyous and free every day, because that ain't reality. Yeah, shit still happens. Don't matter because you're clean. Yeah, it don't mean stuff ain't going to happen. People die. She's going to leave. You might lose your job. You might not have enough money. You might have a problem around your housing. Things happen, that's life. You know what I mean? I'm not going to bore you with a big mad list of all the things that have happened to me, but it's fucking unsavoury and not pretty, a lot of it. Like health problems, relationship breakdowns, money issues, job losses, like conflict, you know what I mean? All sorts. But with the Lord's help and your help, I got to the other side of it and here we are. You know what I mean? So don't get caught up in that if you know, yeah? Because not every day is happy, joyous and free. This is not about holding hands, skipping through fields of fucking daisies with the music of Black Beauty behind you. You know what I mean? It just ain't. You know what I mean? Da 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 da. You know what I mean? My electric's running out here. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can get like that. And that's what happened to me. My electric was running out. Yeah? The shine wore off it. Yeah, it just wasn't enough no more. So thank the Lord. This is what happened, because I'm conscious of the time. A big nutty event happened. A couple of them was here, was at it. So I'm in it, yeah? And I'm in the swindle. I mean, I'm in prayer. I'm up the arm group, my meeting, what I started, you know, all that. You know what I mean, yeah? I'll say you can have a commitment here. Run that by me for, you know. Yeah, the fucking daddy of the group, you know what I mean? Yeah, funny enough, the meeting's still running 8 years after I left it. How about that? Shows you something, doesn't it? So what was I talking about? Oh, yes, thank you, Sonia. So, yeah, we'll be doing this, I just had a mental blank spot, the book calls it. So anyway, this event was going on, what I done, with the help of a couple of others. And anyway, so we sold tickets all round. No, I mean, it was mental all round the gaff. And anyway, so the long and short is this. This woman come, and I was sitting up the, you know what I mean, up the back where them doors are, back that far. And she spoke eloquently, yeah, her experience. But this is what I seen. So I'm sitting down. Now, I'm half dead, yeah, in the book, in the solution, yeah, in the swindle, working with others, discussing my canister with others. I've got a sponsor. I'm in the game. I'm fucking Darren H, mate. Yeah, I'm in the game. You know what I mean? All caught up in all that, yeah? Deeply unhappy, but secretly. And so she come, and I tell you what, this woman spoke. And this is what I seen. She had a black blouse on, black woman's blouse, long black bushy hair, a silver chain with a crucifix on it. So I'm sitting up the back, and I'm looking, and all round her, this is, you're going to think, oh, he's a bit nuts. Not a man, but this is what happened, yeah? And I'm looking at her, and all from her head, all down there to her shoulders, like where this podium is here, like that, yeah? Was like, you ever seen the Ready Break advert? Yeah, with the glow. It was like that. So I'm looking, and I remember pinching myself. I thought, you're fucking cracking up, son, yeah? Yeah, and I'm like that, and I'm wiping my eyes, and I'm looking at her. This is what happened. But I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying, yeah? So afterwards, so she finished up saying what she's saying, doing what she's doing. I went to my pal, Rob. He was there, and before, as the Lord's my judge, before I even got to him, right, he went, don't say anything. I know what you're going to say. I've seen it. And he described to me exactly what I'd seen. So I just knew. And there's another kid, some of you might know, a mixed race kid back in North London, Mikey. He was there, right? So Mikey said, I've seen it. So that was two of them. I thought, fucking, excuse my language. So anyway, so that was that. So then she just come and done what she done, and she just went. In, out. A bit like we've done today. Except she'd done a better job of it. And, yeah, and then the long and short of it is this. I won't bore you with it all, but I done a piece of work with this woman what just melted my heart. Because the 12 steps give me your conscience. So normally, I'm just a thief. Before I ever put a glue bag in my mouth, I'll just chaw your money up you. You know what I mean? And so if I see something, I don't think, oh, shit, I'll just take it. I want that, I'm having it, bang. No, man, that's it. And, yeah, so the 12 steps got me connected to the little voice that says, don't do that, you rat. Yeah, it ain't yours. Don't take it. Yeah, so the 12 steps got me connected to that. And but what I needed was heart surgery. Because my heart was still hard. It needed to be melted, pierced. My conscience was still seared. Yeah, I was still engaged in bits and pieces, you know what I mean? You shouldn't really be. Yeah, I wouldn't, like, there's an old saying where I come from, talk's cheap, money buys asses. Yeah, this ain't about what you're saying, it's about the way you're living. And the reality is, for me, I can't speak for you, there's been times when I've been a good, healthy, sane, nice example of what a good recovery should look like. And on the flip side of that, there's been other times I've been absolutely bent out of shape with corruption, deceit, rottenness, with a maggot-infested heart. In here, clean, carrying the message to the addict who still suffers. That's my own reality and the truth, and I can't deny that. And that's that. So I've done a piece of work with this woman, what just melted my heart. And the thing is this, I'm not going to go into the graphic dynamics of what that looked like, because if I did do that, it'd just be a mass exodus yet of this room right now. Because it ain't in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the reality of it. See, and what I found out is this, the book's great, but, you know, I wanted to argue with you about that, like, and you know, what I found out is the book's just the formula. The 12 steps is the formula. That's what it is. Yeah, so I'm caught up in the formula. I want to argue with you about step 10. No, you don't write it. The book says this. You know what I mean? Yeah, I want to tell you what way to take him through the work. Cause I think, oh, no. You know what I mean? All that. And I found out that I was like a hamster running around the wheel, looking for all different ways to do the work. Or we do this, or we get this sponsor, or we get the American one, or we go through this way. yet looking for the answer. But the answer's not in the formula. That's what I found out. The formula just paves the way to the answer, which is him who sent me to you. But I just didn't know that. No, man, that's the reality of it. So that's what happened. If you want to discuss like what that looks like, you know what I mean? We can shoot the breeze after, quickly. yeah, you know what I mean? And so, cause some, you know, some people might want to know about that and some might not. That's the reality of it. But so that's what, and if it weren't for that, if it weren't for me doing that piece of work with that woman on my life, yeah, I'd have just killed myself or killed you by now. You know what I mean? No, I mean, because the thing is this, I'd speak about the glory and the grace of God, yeah? But I never understood what that meant. You know what I mean? It's only when things happen and experiences happen that you look back and go, ah, that's what I was standing in. Now I know what that is. Are you with me? Like, you just don't know, you just, you know what I mean? Get that experience. Like, and what I found out is this, like, the goal, I don't know what the goal is for you, but for me, like, the goal should be to stand perfect and complete in the will of God. That's what the goal should be. And that is the goal. But I can't hit the target and nor can you. No one can. You know what I mean? That's what I found out amongst a few other things. So, and I, you know what I mean? And the thing is this, look, you know, it's not my place, yeah, to school the group, yeah, to tell you you got to believe anything that I believe or you got to go and do what I can do, yeah, but everyone's welcome here. There's a place for absolutely everyone here. You with me? And there's not a tradition in the land that can dominate, govern, or control the individual member's personal experience. Knock yourself out. You know what I mean? That's what I learned. Because I had to become a little bit of a tradition technician at one point. Are you with me? Yeah, because of the conflict of what was going on in my own personal experience. You know what I mean? And that's that. So the reality is this. My community is a better place now because I'm not using. Yeah, that's the reality of it. Because I was one of them people and I had to go back to my community. Yeah, and the community that I come from, they don't care about spiritual programs of actions. They're not them kind of people. Yeah, they just go, listen, son, it's great that you look well if you got my fucking money or not. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, again, talk cheap, money buys asses. Yeah, you better come with something. Yeah, so it was a lot of that. You know what I mean? And this is not an overnight matter. Yeah, sometimes it takes years. Yeah, to get to the other side of yourself. You know what I mean? To get to the other side of the carnage that was created. Because I would imagine, you know what I mean? If you're in here with us, then your life governed by you was unsuccessful. Hence, you're here with us. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But the thing is this, look, my daughter's never seen me put a drug in my body. She's never seen me have heart with lager. Yeah, you know what I mean? She just knows a sober, clean life. That's it. Flaws and all. Yeah? You know, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. It's nice to have nice things. I like nice things. And you know what I mean? A few quid and blah, blah. But that ain't the be all and end all. Yeah? You know, it's important. Yeah, to go back, yeah, and I'm just going along this thread because I'm conscious there's no people, yeah, because it's easy, you know, to sit in here, why know this and know that and know this and know that, and I owe up the Camden Town money, yeah, and they want it, you know what I mean, yeah, that's the thing, so it ain't an overnight matter, and it does take a little bit of time to get from point A to point B, but if you're in the game and you're in it and you're having a go, then you're in the chance. And in my experience, you know what I mean? This is not, you know, the recovery, the world of sobriety is not for the faint-hearted. Yeah, you've got to have an heart of a lion. Yeah, you know what I mean? To stay. You've got to have. You've got to be able to dig your heels in deep, yeah? You know, and bury down into your own personal experience and the experience of others and the good Lord and whatever that looks like for you to get to the other side of things. Know what I mean? And there's been, I'm telling you, I've been through hepatitis C, cancer scares, had to have surgery, fucking job losses, horrific relationship breakdowns, like people I just ain't spoke to for years because of conflict, all sorts. Are you with me? And sometimes when it's on you, in my experience, it feels like you're being buried. Yeah, but looking back now in hindsight, you know, I can see I weren't being buried, I was just being planted. Yeah, so you can grow and bloom and move on, but I just weren't awake to it. You know what I mean? So experience and hindsight's a wonderful teacher. And I'm conscious he's given me the 20 minutes high and about 40 minutes ago. No, so I'm just going to, I'm not going to ramble on too much more. And I'm just going to finish with this, you know what I mean? It's, I look at it like this. Look, if we leave here, right, and go back out there, and go and do, you know what I mean, probably what we don't want to go and do, the best thing that can come out of that is that we survive the onslaught of that to come back in here. That's it. Nothing else. What's the best? The best thing can come out of it. So I'll get the keep coming back thing, but I'm not really down with that. This is about staying. Stay. You know, and yeah, and that's that. So, you know, but my heartfelt, you know what I mean, genuine prayer for you all is the good Lord build a hedge of protection around you all and grant you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thanks for asking me to speak.